Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Chop it up with them. We're going to get the facts from them. And you know what? You always getting the facts from me. And thank everyone for tuning in, listening in, logging on. I love you guys so much. But you know what? I just felt like having a Goldilocks night. Like, I've been in here jamming all day over some old school, some new school, stuff in between the school. Yeah. You know how I do. It's Miss Goldie to you, and I can't wait for my guest to join us. I'm so excited about it. Like, I haven't really heard any artists from Oklahoma. So I'll tell you, these guys are hot. These guys are super hot, and I can't wait for you to meet them. So on that note, I'm going to go to my girl, Chaka Khan, because I've just been in this old school mood. Yeah, I've been in this old school mood today. So I'm going to take it to Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts.
Hey.
Now rocking live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives, and you know how the slogan goes. And right now it's so beautiful in Georgia. I don't know where everyone else is at. I know New York is a little bit cold, but I'm so nice and warm and having a good time in Georgia and looking forward to chopping it up with the Ape House Mafia in the building. Y'all don't know nothing about that Oklahoma flow, right? Y'all don't know nothing about these Oklahoma artists, but I'm about to put y'all on today. Most definitely in the building. And, you know, I always got to keep up with y'all on my weekend and what was going on and what I did. I don't know if I told you guys that I went to the DJ Coalition's premiere of DJ Snoopadelic. That's right. Snoop Dogg is the president of the DJ the West Coast DJ Coalition. So Snoop Dogg is a DJ now, DJ Snoopadelic. And he got some hot stuff popping too, in case y'all didn't know. Yes, and I had the pleasure of meeting Miss Angie Stone and Calico Jones and Jace from So For Real. I mean, Snoop Dogg, and it was just so exciting. Yes. And I know I told you guys I was just going to make it a Goldilocks set, but I'm so excited about interviewing my guest today. And on that note, I'm going to take it to Mary's joint, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie to You Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts. Hey. baby. Hey. Yes. And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm so excited about my guest tonight, Eighth House Mafia, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Eighth House Mafia in the building. I got the Eighth House Mafia CEO on standby right now. But you know what? You can't be leaving CEOs on standby like that and everything. But you know what? I'm Miss Goldie, First Lady with the Facts, and we're going to be bringing you the facts on the whole Eighth House Mafia music group and what they got going on. So on that note, I ain't going to hold y'all. So I got Shamarius, Eighth House Records label CEO on the line. Hi.
This Hollywood right here.
Hey Hollywood,
how you guys doing
over there? I mean, what is Oklahoma about?
What is Oklahoma about?
Yeah.
It's cool, man. It's laid back. You know, we country. We're a little country, but you know, we cool. We laid back. We like to eat good. We like to kick it. You know. It's real laid-back vibe, though. I think you'll enjoy
it. I never imagined it being many African-Americans in Tulsa, especially not African-Americans into hip-hop.
Yeah, it's a lot of us down here, man. You're going to have to come pay a visit, man. It's a dope scene down here, too. Like, the hip-hop scene down here is real dope. You'll love it.
I'm going to definitely have to come pay y'all a visit because I know the Midwest is popping somewhat, and I know it's talent everywhere, like Cole's buried with diamonds. And, like, are you from there? Did you grow up there, or do you just live there?
I was born and raised in Tulsa. I've been there my whole life. Yep.
Wow.
Born and raised.
Okay. I mean, so coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma, I mean, that's not a big music city, so for you to be musically inclined and have such a dope project, trust me, I've been listening to the music, and we're going to chop it up about that. But what type of musical influences did you have in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
We listen to a little bit of everything. Like, we kind of right in the middle of everything, so I was never biased. Growing up, I listened to Biggie as well as I listened to Pac. But, growing up, you know, the Gap Band is from Tulsa, so that was a big musical influence for me. So we like a lot of live instruments and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So that definitely separates you from the rest of the hip-hop culture, because the hip-hop culture is really not formulated and based around instruments and playing real music such as the Gap Band. And so let us know, like, what was it like growing up in Tulsa? Like, I mean, do y'all have gangs? Do y'all get it popping? Is the crime rate high? I mean, let us know what it's like growing up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So, surprisingly, the crime rate is extremely high. We do have gangs, you know. It's like all hoods are the same everywhere. Like, you hear Oklahoma, you probably think country, but, like, it's hoods here. I'm definitely from the hood. I grew up in the hood, you know. It's like the same. Like, I don't know. It's kind of, you just have to come here, man. It's very laid back, though, but we do have, like, a nightlife. The nightlife scene down here is dope. Downtown definitely cracks off. We got a lot of good food. Yeah, we got a lot of good food. Yeah, everything. Like, yeah, it's the same, man. The hood is kind of the same everywhere.
So what is, like, the food to eat in Tulsa? Like, I mean, when I come to Georgia, I want lemon pepper wings. When I go to New York, I want pizza. When I go to Philly, I want cheesesteak. Like, what is the food, the go-to food in Tulsa?
Probably barbecue. Yeah, when you come, you definitely got to go check out, you got to go check out Burn Co. You got to go check out the Alpha Grill food truck. It's, like, the best barbecue in town.
Yeah. I'm going to hold you to that, definitely. I'm going to definitely hold you to that. So let us know. I mean, I've been listening to a couple of your singles. I got Powerball and I got Blessings. And
yeah.
I listened to Blessings and I loved it, but it wasn't something actually I can expose to my listeners because it was kind of, you know, it wasn't so
yeah.
Rated PG over there. So tell me
yeah.
about that song and what was the motive behind Blessings?
It was just a vibe we caught in the studio. Our partner Shamar's in the studio making a beat. And my guy Mason, who actually did the hook for me, he was here in town. We were just in the studio going through the beats, and that beat came up, and he got in there and knocked that hook out probably less than 5 minutes. Yeah, he knocked the hook out.
That song was really different. Like, I could hear that on kind of like a T-Pain
yeah.
level. You know how T-Pain
yeah.
makes hip-hop, but also makes melodic hip-hop?
Yeah.
Like, that's where
yeah.
I would put that song on some laid-back OG type,
yeah.
I'm G-Macking with my girl type thing, pushing up
yeah.
on the shorty type thing. And,
yeah.
you know, but y'all was a little explicit on them on that, on explaining the outline. Like, I got a vision. Do you have a video to that?
Yeah, it's definitely a video. It's definitely a video on YouTube, man. You go check that thing out, man. The video definitely matches the song, but it's dope. Yeah, it's a dope video. You might want to go check that out ASAP.
Is it like a video or like a porno? Because the song was kind of explicit.
Nah, it ain't a porno. It don't get that deep. It's definitely a little revealing. But it don't get that deep. Nah, we ain't take it that far.
I could tell by the song that was like some damn 50 Shades of Grey stuff like going on here. I was like, oh, look,
yeah.
what is that text on here? What is going
50
on?
50 Shades of Melody.
Like, I immediately got
yeah.
a visual with the audio.
Yeah.
It was like, a movie got to come behind this. Like, I got to see a visual
yeah.
on this song right here.
yeah.
So tell
video
us a little more about the group.
The group, Man, it's all family orientated. We all grew up together. The CEO slash producer, my partner Shamar, it's me and him grew up together. We like been kicking it since kindergarten. And the other artist on the label, Stax, that's his nephew. So it's his cousin. So it's all in house.
Right.
We do everything in house. We do the writing in house. We do the production in house. You know, we got our own clothing line. We do that in-house. Like, it's real family-orientated around here, man. So it's easy
to
create the music.
Tell me more about that clothing line. Tell me more about that clothing line.
Oh, yeah. Right now, the Ape House gear, man, it's pretty dope, man. We should have a site up here soon, but we got hats, T-shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts, man.
Do you have anything
it's real...
for the ladies? Do
of
you have
course.
Anything
we
for
need
the
to...
ladies or only for the guys?
Yeah, of course we got the T-shirts and hats for the ladies, too. We need to get your address so we can send you a package real quick.
Definitely, because I got to get that popping on Worldwide Entertainment TV as well as the other things that I do. So as a group, what type of music would you say that you guys make, and what are you bringing to the industry?
Kind of like what you explained earlier, like pretty much the vibe you heard on Blessing is pretty much our vibe. It's like hip-hop, but it's always real music in it. It's a lot of melody in it. We kind of, you know, it's real laid back, so it definitely shows. But I would definitely say what we bring to the game is just kind of blending the new style of hip-hop with the real instruments and with the real cool melodies from the 90s and the early 2000s. That's how I would explain it.
And I definitely can agree with you on that. And on that note, let me see if we can. I'm going to take it to Powerball. And then when we
okay.
come back from listening to Powerball, we got Ape House Mafia in the building, you guys. When we come back from listening to Powerball, I want you to give me the knowledge on that, because that was like smooth type, analytical, emological type. Like, I don't even know if I'm using the right word. But the metaphor of Powerball was awesome. Right now, you're going to listen to Ape House Mafia with Powerball, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show. First Lady with the Pad.
Yeah, yeah. This must be how it feel to be 10 feet tall. I want it all, I want it all, I want it all. My house is big as a Taj Mahal. I want a ball, I want a ball, I want a ball. I want a basketball court right down the hall. I woke up with a billion reasons, it's fine. I want a Basquiat and a wall on my wall. I feel blessed, I feel like I hit the Powerball.
I don't need no lucky numbers, I just need a lucky summer. A lucky plug, lucky runner, lucky drugs, lucky hummer. Power ballin' with no jackpot, I got swerves in my trap spot. I got herb under padlock, need it, I got it, I'm pulling up. Ave house with the bricks, I'll shoot, I'll shoot. A lot of money under one roof, blowing dirty up the sunroof. Power ballin', this is easy, they ain't see me like they steal. All on the tugging grizzly. We make it look easy.
This must be how it feel to be 10 feet tall. I want it all, I want it all, I want it all. My house is big as a Taj Mahal. I want a ball, I want a ball, I want a ball. I want a basketball court right down the hall. I woke up with a billion reasons to smile. I want a Basquiat and a wall on my wall. I feel blessed. I feel like I hit the Powerball.
Yikes. Right. Woo. Go. I need the new Balenciaga. I want some big money problems. I just might take it back to the block. I need to whip up a knot. Kids need the new J's. Need a new crib. I do this for Miss Linda. I need to pay all the bills. I need the IDR8. Every day shrimp and steak. I need a trip to Rio. I'm Michael Jordan from the free throw. John Starks from the baseline. Girl, give me holler your FaceTime. And my so, so trill. But yours only bad from the waist down. Gone.
I want it all. Hey, yeah.
Powerball.
They super show. The building is Ape House Mafia, and your girl, Miss Goldie, to you. First lady with the facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, and that was Powerball. So tell me what's the science behind that track right there.
Powerball's kind of like more of like a metaphor, more of like an expression, like, you know, when you just wake up and you're just feeling good. You feeling like money, you feeling like nothing can go wrong. You just in a zone where like nothing can break your stride. Like that's basically what Powerball is, just like waking up.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you guys, they got so much more music, but you know Miss Goldie's show is a clean show, and you know, we have a family oriented audience. So I'm not just limiting you to the music that you're hearing. They have way more music that you need to go follow them and check out.
Yeah.
I like your vibe. Like, I like the music that you guys are making. And right now we have someone on the line that wants to speak to us. So they're calling from a 914 number, which is the last digits is 6691. And thank you for calling the Miss Goldie Show. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, it's Rhea Red. What's up, Goldie?
Hey, Rhea Red. So did you like that Ape House Mafia track, Powerball?
Yes, I did. It was very soothing.
It was soothing,
and
right?
I like to hear some of that. Yeah, I like to hear some of the unadulterated.
Oh, you want to hear some of the unadulterated? Trust me, girl. I'm going to email it to you. But, so... everyone where they can listen to more of your music at?
Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud. Just type in Ape House Mafia and Ape House Music, and it'll pop up everywhere. Pretty much wherever music is available. Google Play, Amazon, all that.
Hey, wherever you could be digitally distributed, is that where you can find Ape House Mafia Music. So, Ms. Rhea Red, do you have any questions for Ape House Mafia?
I just want you to know that if you need us to promote anything for you, I'm right here. You can look me up at Rhea Red on GTU, or you can look me up on Facebook at Raising Bars and Stars. And
yeah.
I enjoyed your music, and I'm going to be in Atlanta soon, and hopefully I can hook up with everybody.
All right, man, we appreciate it. That's
Oklahoma.
Love.
I mean, are you going to come to Oklahoma with me, Rhea Red? Because that's where they at.
Oh, are they not going to visit Atlanta? Well, I'll see if I can get out to Oklahoma.
They got weed in Oklahoma? No, I'm just kidding. Never mind that question. Ape House Mafia in the building with your girl, Miss Goldie, to you. With my girl, Rhea Red, on the line. Miss Rhea Red does all my social media marketing for the MissGoldieTV.com. So, artists, if you need to get it popping, you need to talk to Miss Rhea Red because she'll get you popping. Like, she'll get you out there. She'll exploit all the shows you have, all the music you have. And, I mean, she's a very, very important part of the scene. And shout out to her. Thank you so much, Miss Rhea Red.
Yes, and don't forget about my new page, Charge It to the Fame. You'll be seeing plenty of artists
Charge
on
to
Charge
the
It
fame,
to the Fame.
Dog.
So,
and if
do
you
what
need
you got to do.
Pit bull, and if you need you a little pit bull to stick up for you when you got haters, call Ms. Rhea Red because she loves to go attack your haters like a little pit bull and stuff. She like a little chihuahua. And you know what? She attacks those haters, and shout out to her for that. And I'm going to keep y'all on hold. And I'm going to take it back to some old-school hip-hop because y'all don't be knowing what hip-hop is about. So I got to keep reminding y'all. So here go Eric B and Rakim. We'll make them clap to this.
Make them clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make them clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Oh,
Make a clap to this. I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back. I'm looking for the line, taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains a fine, all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build. But still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. 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 Bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Saying D, then I proceed. Cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. I think it's it. So I'm rhyming to, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut will make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it. Plus it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept. Inside of me, erupting just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Make a clap.
clap to this. Make a clap to this. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude. You need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy. You must be crazy. Thought I was a donut. You tried to glaze me.
I don't know nothing about that old school hip hop. And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Gold Radio Show. First place, Rhea Red. Rhea Red, I'm gonna put you back on mute.
Hey,
Rhea Red, love to talk in the background, like when we on live. Like, you know, we don't want to hear your background conversations, Rhea Red. So, on that note, if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And we got A-Pops Mafia in the building. So we were just paying tribute to some old school rappers. Now we back to A-Pops Mafia, though, right?
Yeah.
Got my two Hollywood piece. So give us names of who else is in the group.
Hollywood P, that's me. My boy A-Pal Stacks and my boy Shamar is the producer slash CEO, the mastermind. Yeah.
So why does mastermind ain't on the phone? Because you know what? That's what we need to talk to the mastermind, because artists seem to think that they're hot and they're going to make music and the world is going to pay them. Fuck out of here. You know who got to do the hard work? The mastermind. The CEO. The person that got to get your music out there, that got to get people to like you, that got to do things like schedule radio interviews. And, you know, we don't get paid that much tribute because everyone's looking at the celebrity, but it's not the celebrity that runs the machine.
True.
Am I right?
Very true. That's a whole nother level of hard work right there.
So I got some... How long have you been in the music industry? How long have you been making music?
Man, we've been making music since high school. I would say probably about, it's been about 10, 12 plus years. Probably longer than that.
Old ass niggas over here. Y'all old, ain't y'all? Yeah. I'm kidding.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez over here.
I mean, y'all started with, because I, you know, I started the music industry when I was 10, so I'm only 24 now. So, you know, I started way back when I was
a baby.
And, you know, ain't nobody going to count on my years on me because I'm just not going to have it. So, but just know that I have plenty of experience in the music industry, and I am a music industry veteran, and it's nothing more than I want to see my brothers succeed in this game, in this industry. When you have a platform, when you have a voice, I feel like you should be using that to encourage the other people in your community. So in your community coming up, like, what would you like to see happen in your community? What would you be an asset to? If you ever popped it off and got rich, what would you do for Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Well, one of the things I want to do is I want to open up a performing arts center. Like, growing up, like, I was athletic. I could play basketball. I could play football, you know, but I always wanted to do music. I always wanted to be on stage, but we didn't have nowhere to go for that. Like, there was nowhere that I could go where they'd teach me music and teach me how to play instruments and things like that. So one of my main goals is to open up a non-profit performing arts center, like out north, which is the hood of Tulsa where I grew up at.
So that would be something awesome, and that's what I want to hear more from artists. Not what you could take from your community, but what are you going to do for your community if you decided to make it? So tell us some of the things, the projects that you're working on, and what we can look forward to you from in the future.
All right, now we pumping that single Blessings. That's starting to take off right now on the radio and definitely in the club and stuff like that. And we're in the studio cooking up the album, The Dining, which should be out maybe July, August. So definitely be looking forward to that, released on APAL/Sony Red. It's going to be pretty dope, man. A lot more shows, just more blessings.
So when can we look forward to you coming to Atlanta or New York?
Atlanta? We were just in Atlanta, I want to say like a month ago. We definitely should be back sometime soon. I think we should definitely be in Atlanta sometime during the summer. New York, I don't know. That's a little further. I don't know when we're going to go to New York again. I can't make you no promises right now, but we definitely want to go back.
Well,
we were there.
I hope I catch you in Atlanta and we can get you on an episode of Worldwide Entertainment TV. And I always throw a curveball question. So how do you feel about the police brutality that has been going on in our nation and police killing unarmed black men? But in on the flip side, I want to know how you feel about black people killing black people. So first, I want your answer on how you feel about the police killing black people, and then I want to know how you feel about black people killing black people.
I feel like how everybody else feel. Like, it's sad. It actually happens in my community. I'm sure it happens in your community. I think it's something that needs to stop. Like, I don't know what to do, like, to, as far as, because I know we all tired of it. I know we all agree that we all tired of it, but, like, where do we take it from there,
right?
You know? Yeah.
What do we do after we tired? What are we doing as a people? What are we doing as individuals with a voice? So I'm pretty sure in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I see you popping. As a voice in Tulsa, Oklahoma, what can you do and what are you doing to reel your community in?
Yeah, that's the hard part. I know here we did a few, like, marches. We did that. It was actually a black guy that got killed in Tulsa, Terrence Crutch. I'm sure you heard about it. It was all over the news. We did a few marches and, cookouts and barbecues and stuff like that. But even once you get there, it's like, what do we do after that? You know, it's just... It's hard, man. It's hard for me, too. I got the same questions as you would. Like, what do we do? Like, that's the same question I ask everybody.
What do we do? And it's a very hard question because as a people, we feel like we're outnumbered, but we really are the number. but we don't know we are the number. And if we don't unite and unify ourselves to create those numbers to say that we are going to make a difference in our community, I mean, what can you do? What can I do?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right, man. You're definitely right.
Right, so where, I mean, who's your target market? And, I mean, who are you trying to get your music out to?
Anybody. I don't have a certain target audience because I know we do a lot of different things. Like, we're definitely not in the box, so anybody that would enjoy it. You know, I've had kids, like young kids, you know, 12, 13 years old tell me they enjoy it. I've had people that's 45, 50 tell me they enjoy the music. So that's a broad, like, range that we can reach. So I really don't have a, so like, anybody that will enjoy it, anybody that'll vibe to it and have fun to it, man, that's who I want to like it, not a certain particular age group or nothing like that.
And that's definitely what's up. So, I mean, tell everyone where they can find you at, where they can look you up at, and where they can support you.
iTunes, Spotify, everything is Ape House Music. And also IG, as well as the IG, Twitter, Facebook, Ape House Music. Like, we're easy to find. Just keep up with them, man, and you'll know exactly what we got on, what shows we're going to have coming up and things of that nature and what we got going on and how to support us. Just stay in touch with us on there, and we definitely talk back, too. We follow back, for real, for real.
And definitely, I like that. And you have to keep in touch with your fans and your fan base because the people want to know who you are and what you're doing. And that's what we do here on Culture Zine Radio Network. Shout out to my Culture Zine Radio Network family. Shout out to Shaki Abdul and everyone working so hard on the Burning Mike show and every other show. Shout out to Worldwide Entertainment TV because what we are here for is we are here for the independent artists. We are here to get your mission and your goal projected to the world.
Yeah.
So on that note, do you have anyone that you want to give shout out to, pay homage to, or show love to?
Man, shout out to everybody vibing with us right now. That's who I want to shout out. That's it.
Yes. That's it. Anybody rocking with us right now. That's who you want to shout out to. And shout out to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Ape House Mafia family, and Ape House Music Group. I mean, they got so much shit popping that I couldn't even keep up. I was trying to keep up, but I couldn't keep up. So is there any advice that you would give to any up-and-coming artists?
Keep going. Keep going. Try to keep as much in-house as you can. And just keep going and stay creative. Like, don't be afraid. Don't have no fear, man. Do whatever you want to do. Music is a form of freedom. So however you feel, put it on there, man. Somebody going to like it.
Somebody going to like it, right? And you definitely got music that people could like. And y'all have a sound that I love. And I'm interested in following you more. And you know what? You can all stay tuned to the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts. Ape House Mafia, we messing with them hard body.
Yeah.
I like these guys and I like what they're doing. And on that note, I'm going to take it to a special tribute. And it's Method Mary, All I Need. Shout out to Hancock. And we'll be right back.
Shorty, I'm there for you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk through doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga.
I swear to God, I hope we fucking die together. You know what? If you have just joined us, guess what? You missed it. So now you are live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show. First Lady with the Facts. We had Ape House Mafia in the building. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that New York. Y'all don't know nothing about that Cali. Y'all don't know nothing about that ACL, right? Ape House Mafia?
Yeah, you did.
You did. So, before we leave the air, is there anything else that you want to say, Hollywood B?
Nah, man, just go check out that Blessings, man. Check out that new single, man. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned, because we got new music coming, new everything coming.
And I mean, I would play that Blessings, but I'm scared to get in trouble because that song is so explicit.
It had me in my feelings.
It had me feeling single. Oh,
that's
shit,
a good thing.
I could be vulnerable at this point. Like, I mean, for guys to make a song like that is incredible.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
So, is there anybody else that you want to give a shout out to? Anything?
Everybody listening, man. Everybody in town, man. Everybody in Tulsa that's rocking with us, man. Yeah.
So, it's your girl, Miss Goldie. And we got Tulsa, Oklahoma's own Ape House Mafia in the building. Make sure y'all check them out. Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all do everything that's everything that's everything. Right. So, on that note, we are going to take it out of here with Goldilocks. That's me. That's me. Angie Mulani with Smack to Smack.
Yeah.
And thank you. And we thank you, Ape House Mafia.
And for having us.
We will see next Tuesday on the Miss Goldie T Radio Show. And if y'all want to know anything about Ape House Mafia, just hit me up because I'll let you know. I'll put you on and I'll link you to them. Is there anything you want to say, Hollywood P?
Nah, I think I wrapped it up, man. I'm ready to get back to this studio session.
Get back to work, baby. And here goes Goldilocks and Angie Mulani. And we'll see you next week on the Miss Goldie's U Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Yes.
Yeah. First Lady.
Under
lock and
key. Spit that fact, sis.
Angie Mulani. Goldilocks be that mistress, y'all movers better shake it. Blocking all hatred, First Lady spit facts. Haters keep hating, got no love for debaters. Never mind what you heard, I'm the chick run-ish. Yonkers is my battleground, most original underground. Backpack shorty running plays on you gamers. I'm a dream merchant selling dreams to you players. My vision much bigger than what you hoping and wishing. Hudson in my yard, send you deep river fishing. Yonkers born and bred, go hard or go left. Approach the First Lady, better do it with respect. Unless you cutting checks, you a liability. My voice rain hail, that's why the world could feel me. Wanna find me, search for ULK. We the team building dreams through the USA. Everything I say, better take it as scripture. Cause my words be the truth, Goldilocks is an issue.
She an issue, too official, ha, get it. We had to let them know, big sis, under lock and key. Right, man, I swear we taking over. Killing tracks like Smack to Smack. It says Smack to Smack. Going hard on all the tracks.
Yeah.
And like slab to slab. Ha ha. Princess Angie Mulani under lock and key.
Mulani too real.
I gotta pay attention. Let's go. Cause this is how it gets done.
Yeah.
Listen.
My mind is on his mission and I'm grinding cause I'm gifted. And I'm young, talented, and getting it. And my haters never listen. So I hope these words ain't hitting. Saying facts up in these written. And my mind is so infected, spitting reality. That's a fetish. I got the haters, then they hate. And bump it to my songs, killing all these tracks. Yeah, that's back to back. Drake on that diss track. Fact to fact, smack to smack. I swear to God, I'm setting all these searches for these arrests. Cause I'm spitting facts. Hitting all these cities, trying to put my neighbor up on the map. I ain't really into trap, I'm into rap. Cause I gotta go off and I gotta go home. Back to Nisha said, yeah, you know that drink is too warm, man. Me and Goldie killing tracks back to back. We ain't really into whack rap, we into real hip hop. Females run this rap game, yeah, we going insane. I think my bars is on my mental, man, I'm going insane. Yeah, we going smack to smack. I swear to get a comic chilling crack to crack. I'm really going hard like smack to smack. I keep it so real on the movie speaking facts. Like, oh Lord, yeah, we taking over. Under lock and key, yeah, you know we taking over. Cross the border, stating facts, we putting borders. First Lady and the Princess, we start this and end this. A force to be reckoned with, approach us with reverence.
That's a fact. Under lock and key, Princess Mulani, Goldie, back to back, killer noni tracks, smack to smack. We gotta go hard like that Drake on that diss track. We gotta go hard, smack to smack, ha.
Pay attention, I'm only gonna say this once, not twice. Representing the Dream Team is Goldie, First Lady, Princess Milani, the Boss Lady Shaw Ames. You're okay for life.